similarity. Now, Joint Viking is a military drill that's going to bring training to the Arctic Circle. Why in the world are they training at the Arctic Circle? Norway, B Troop, 1st Squadron, 91st Cavalry Regiment, 173rd Airborne Brigade forward deployed to Norway to participate in Exercise Joint Viking, an exercise which brings together reconnaissance, infantry, armor, and artillery assets for a NATO joint and combined arms exercise, stimulating high-intensity warfare in challenging Arctic conditions. For the past several weeks, paratroopers of B Troop 1-91 Cav have conducted partnered classroom and cold-weather environment training alongside soldiers of Norway's Northern Brigade, receiving instruction on a variety of skills critically important to conducting operations north of the Arctic Circle. The importance of Joint Viking is twofold, said Captain Thomas Hunes, commander of B Troop 191 Cav. Expanding our capability to fight in Arctic or cold weather environments is extremely valuable. At the same time, as a U.S. Army Europe-based unit, we have great opportunity to train and interface with NATO allies. Exercise Joint Viking takes place over an exceptionally large geographic area, with a maneuver area covering more than 200 square kilometers of forested and mountainous terrain. Looking to the future, we don't want to wait until we are having to operate together in a combat environment to learn how to integrate and be effective. Joint Viking is a unique opportunity to conduct maneuver operations over an extremely large maneuver space in a multinational setting, said Hunes. Paratroopers of 191 Cav have received specialized instruction in the employment of BV-206, all-terrain tracked personnel carriers, cold-weather tents, emergency stoves, and cold-weather injury prevention, in preparation for live fire training and maneuver exercises as part of Joint Viking. Further, B Troop has taken advantage of opportunities to train in winter search and rescue. Paratroopers of 191 Cav participated in practical exercises covering methods of conducting area searches for victims of avalanche events, learn to identify areas with high risk of avalanche, gained additional experience utilizing emergency personnel locator beacons in search operations, and refined methods for conducting area searches in the aftermath of an avalanche. Why in the world is the U.S. Army training above the Arctic Circle? What's going on there? And why in the world do we have world leaders visiting basically the South Pole or the Antarctic? Of course, the Arctic Circle is up north. Why are they training there? What is the interest? Geopolitically, of course, there's a lot of oil and resources to be gained. But there's more to it than that, and we of course know that. There's something to all these drills that are going on up north. There's something to all the military drills that are, of course, that we just covered the other day at Guantanamo Bay. Just as predicted by Clairvoyant, Antarctica will break apart. Hidden past will be exposed. Is this what's going on? Something enormous, epoch-making, is happening in Antarctica. Although the recent visits by heads of state and other high-profile figures to Antarctica remain shrouded in mystery, but there are repeated suggestions that things are changing rapidly there. Perhaps the pole shift is happening at a drastic rate, and something buried or hidden may have been discovered. It is well known in conspiracy circles that the Nazis established a secret base in Antarctica during World War II, and it apparently involved the UFO-type aircraft being secretly developed, though no one with any position authority has ever dared to confirm these developments in a major public way. The U.S. launched a massive military operation after the war in Antarctica, led by Admiral Richard E. Byrd. Now, of course, we've gone over this several times. And they were met with superior military force that ultimately repelled the American expedition. Massive secrets were suggested by the operational secrecy, and the buried accounts and the unfinished business at the South Pole. The Russians, too, were involved in territorial disputes and expeditions before the international treaties brought quiet to the South Pole front. With the recent melt and cracking of the ice, which is expected to lead to the release of an iceberg the size of Delaware, there is reason to speculate about what we might find in the least explored and least understood landmass on the globe. And of course, just outside of Antarctica, sits something very strange. It's called Rothschild Island. It's an island 39 kilometers, 24 miles long, mainly ice-covered, but surmounted by prominent peaks of Desko Mountains in Antarctica, 8 kilometers or 5 miles west of the north part of Alexander Island, in the north entrance to Wilkins Sound. You've just got to ask the question, what in the world is so important about the South Pole or about Antarctica? that they are trying so hard to keep secret. Now, very soon, we're going to be releasing the next episode in the Club of Rome series. You're going to want to see it. It's all about exposing the special interests and so much more. So much more is within this series. Make sure you become a member and support us at ChristianTruther.com. I want to thank you all for watching and listening. God bless you and carry on.